Of course, I'm back to recording right now. This is number two tape. This is number two, so put, you've got this on first. Change. As I was saying, I'm going to try to write the warrant officer branch and explain there's no reason why I shouldn't be at Fort Leavenworth and see if maybe they can do something. In the meantime, I'm going to keep nagging the doctors here to ask for Fort Leavenworth. Explain this to Jerry and Harry, but if not, if I do have, can't get there, I definitely want to go to Fitzsimmons. This way Harriet can come up there and I can go home and do weekends with her. I shouldn't have to be at Fitzsimmons or Fort Leonard Wood for maybe 3-4 weeks, and then go on a 45 to 60 day convalescent free leave. During that time, of course, I'll buy a car and just take it easy and get back a lot of the weight I've lost, which is, of course, understandable, laying in bed. Also, I might attempt to, even for a period of time, try to be an outpatient at Fort Leavenworth and just drive up 2-3 times a week. I'm still considered on active duty, but I'm as an outpatient to an Army hospital. But anyway, the leg is excellent. It really is healing real fine, and as I said, there's no reason in the world I'm not going to limp. I'm not going to be handicapped or anything. Be playing football in a short time, and that's about it. I received a nice card from B. Wall Smith, and letters from Marshall and Adele, and the Turkins, and a very sweet letter from Eddie, which I wrote. It was very kind of him. He said some very thoughtful things. In fact, everyone has, and it's meant a lot to me. As far as flying, they figure I'll be able to fly again in 6 to 8 months, but you'll be glad to hear that since I will finish out my 3 years in the Army, as it stands now, I'll never have to go to Vietnam again, because the Army has a regulation that anybody that's ever had an artery graft can't fly in combat. So I can do all the flying I want in the United States at Fort Rucker, Fort Walters, or anywhere, but unless they change that rule, which I don't see any reason they should, because they're got their making so many pilots these days, I won't have to sweat a Vietnam tour, say, in another year or so. But that's, I'm not even worried about that now. I eat real well here, and the Red Cross Library comes through here every day with a library card. I've got a couple good books I'm reading, and the Red Cross lady comes around. Anything you want to get from the PX, you give her money, and she takes a list down and goes and buys it and brings it back. Magazines, you name it, any kind of cosmetics. The staff here is real fine. And there's a lot of guys in here 10 times, 20 times, 30 times worse off than me. I got shot in the leg. There's people here that have got, well, it's just hard to say. I don't even want to upset you. There's people here without arms and legs, and there's people here with metal in their head and many operations ahead of them over the next years and months of hospitalization ahead of them, and we were very lucky, because it's just a matter of an inch or two that means so much. I sit here right now and keep smiling and laughing how cute those girls were on the phone with the Joey, Uncle Jerry, and the Pammy, and when are you coming home? And so when Pamela said, "I heard you got shot in the leg," it's just cuter than hell. You can tell Uncle Mike that I received his letter along with Aunt Rita's card, and I really appreciate the stuff they bring the mail in here every day. And we've got a little TV even in here now, and I do get up in a wheelchair. They put a board and a windshield on a wheelchair, to keep my right leg straight. I can bend it, but they just like to keep it straight there. And I watched a movie they have in this ward last night. They set up a projector and screen, and I take it pretty easy. I got enough sense that I don't want to retire myself, because I want to leave this place in 2 or 3 weeks. I've already told the doc. I asked him, how long will I be here? He said, well, usually, just as soon as your wound heals, you can travel to the States to go to the hospital there. I said, well, just what is that? And he says, 2 or 3 weeks. I said to him, buddy, if you say 3 weeks, I'm making it 2 weeks. So I'm going to work hard at physical therapy and pass all the tests they want. And in the meantime, the thing is to do with Jerry. I wrote the second letter to him. I told him to hold off on having any big shot at Simmons do calling till I can maybe feel out for sure a little more that there's no chance of going to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, that my like Munson Army Hospital where Marvin will be. Remember, we drove by it that day up there. But if I can't go there, I've got to have Fitzsimmons, because I we'll have to raise a whole lot of stink with some people. There's no point in me going way down to Texas or to Washington, D.C. when I have family in two cities with both Army hospitals in them. So, we'll just have to wait and see what will happen. I should know in a few more days. But my suitcase probably will catch up with me here in a day or two. Of course, I don't need clothes here. I just wear these pajama bottoms they give you. Change them every day. One more thing. They have some Japanese women working in the ward. 2-3 elderly ladies. We call them mama-sans. Who are just wonderful to you. They bathe you every day. I got a haircut in the wheelchair yesterday. Today she wheeled me into the bathroom and wash my hair and rub your back and your feet and everything. They're really great. They don't speak any English, but they communicate pretty good together. Everybody thinks a lot of them. I don't know how much they're getting paid, but they scrub floors, take blood pressure, temperatures, move people around, change beds, and work like dogs. They're just like their own people, Americans, as compared to the lazy Vietnamese. Just like a litter of puppies that a dog has. The Vietnamese are the runt of the litter. They're lazy, and most of them could care less about ever improving their standard of living. The way they live, they've lived those ways for thousands of years and care less, and just as soon stay that way for another 1,000 years. So, it's unfortunate I had to leave Vietnam this way. I was enjoying the tour, but I don't feel like I haven't done my part. I did the best I could while I was there, and I feel okay. By the way, don't put anything in the Chronicle, because I do have I was awarded an Air Medal and a Purple Heart, and I'll soon be receiving citations from the Department of the Army, which we could put in the Chronicle. It'll help balance some of the other terrible things we see in the Chronicle, like Robert Levy and Mark Gullis, things like that. This tape is getting real short, so don't worry. I am okay. I'll write you just about every chance I get, and as soon as my tape recorder comes, I can make some more tapes. Marvin gave me plenty of tapes during my suitcase. Hope everybody at home is okay. And let them gather around and listen to this. Because I'm talking quiet now. But it's not because I'm weak. I could yell at the top of my voice. I've got my volume turned up real high. Simply, I'm with